If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here. Mike Thompson
RV Super Stores. From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, today and Friday, Wink Martindale is featuring a vintage visit with Bing Crosby today and Friday, so that we know who's singing. Okay, Nona and Steve get
to... This is out of my wheelhouse.
Is it the longest mile?
No.
The longest mile home.
The last mile.
Oh, the last mile home.
You're thinking of... Death Row.
How did you know that?
Well,
he sang it.
You know, I do like Bing Crosby.
Yeah, listen to that voice.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Beautiful. With the voice, but I would never.
No. He wasn't the best dad.
No.
No. But
not
boy,
to the
do we
first
remember
family.
His songs, don't we?
Hey, Joey,
happy
pals.
Holidays.
Yeah, White Christmas. Here, oh, let's say hello to ladies first, and she's such a beautiful girl.
Oh.
Girl, she's such a beautiful woman. Lady, oh, jeez. We say hi to Nona Watson from
the Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce, and thank you so much, Joey.
And another,
you're always so kind.
A lovely spirit, isn't he? He's gorgeous. I have pictures of Stephen Hinkie in my other studio in the most beautiful pair of silver high heels you've ever seen.
Love that.
Gal, you wear a pair of heels on radio once and you
never
live it down.
Stephen Hinkie is here to talk about.
Oh, we're on air. We're live with all the Joey Pal listeners.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, every time I come on with Miss Nona Watson, I always want to talk about something that has to do with the merchants of our beautiful village
in
Palm Springs for some reason.
That's why we call you Mr. Community.
I know.
Absolutely.
I know. And, you know, because the chamber is always innovating, I always try to bring a new idea, too. So what I want to tell you is that we're doing something really exciting for Palm Springs Pride. And we've never done it before at DAP Health, but we're doing it this year. And that is, we're going to give the gift of wellness to the community. And that means we're going to have a experiential space right next to Kaiser Grill across from the beautiful Lulu's California Bistro. And when you enter the space, there's going to be our community health team doing STI testing and treatment and providing at-home HIV tests and supplying Narcan to help with the overdose situation that we have in Palm Springs.
Oh.
And then across from them, we're partnering with an organization to provide monkeypox vaccinations.
MPX.
MPX. And then you'll walk into the DAP Health Pavilion, and it's going to be a wonderful tent carpeted with the most beautiful jewel-toned pink carpet you can imagine, and lots of gorgeous graphics. And we're going to program things in there all weekend long.
Oh, 4th, 5th, 6th. What's
4th, 5th, and 6th of November, all free. And these are going to be things like restorative yoga, sound baths, heartistic healing, where you'll be able to explore meditation and breath work and expressive painting to deal with trauma or depression. We are going to have a separate area, a separate tent called the Recovery Oasis, where all weekend long, we're going to have 12-step meetings for the recovery community.
Wow.
We're going to have NAA meetings, CMA meetings, AA meetings, Smart Recovery, which for listeners who don't know means recovery without the 12 steps. Yes, it's a thing. And we're even going to have a speaker meeting on being California sober, which of course Demi Lovato made so famous. Some folks in sobriety, especially in California, are sober, but they do marijuana, or they might have a glass of wine, and it's a thing. And so, you know, there's no one way to live a life in recovery, and so there's many options for the recovery community, you know, because we know that Pride, while it's fun and it's festive, you know, there's also a lot of drinking, and of course, whenever you have a large crowd, sometimes there's, you know, other elements, and they can be very tempting. And so we want to create a space for recovery so that if someone is with a group of friends and they're feeling like their recovery is in jeopardy, they know they can pop over to the Recovery Oasis. It's exclusively...
What are you calling it?
The Recovery Oasis.
What's the wellness title I wrote?
The DAP Health Pavilion. Yep.
And so, okay.
And so it's two separate tents.
Okay.
So we're going to be able to program 12-step meetings in the Recovery Oasis. And then in the DAP Health Pavilion, like I said, we'll have things like yoga and sound baths. But we're also going to have speed friending, which is like speed dating, but you'll be able to meet a lot of other people in the LGBTQ community. Because, you know, not everybody at Pride comes with a group of friends. You know, they might feel alone, and this will give you an opportunity to make new friends.
Gay and straight, or?
Everyone's welcome.
Thank you.
Of
Something
course.
For Nona and me.
Everyone's welcome. And then we're going to invite our partner organizations who share our vision of health equity for the LGBTQ community, and we're going to let them program things in the space as well. So we've got Queer Works doing a trans non-binary 101 conversation, and we're going to have Planned Parenthood talking about the work they do and how they can benefit the community. And we're going to have the L Fund come in and talk about how they're reaching lesbians at risk in our community financially. And we're going to have the LGBT Community Center come in and present
My
how
goodness.
Oppression can affect your overall health and wellness. but we are also going to have fun. And so one night we're having a silent dance party with the earphones where you're dancing around, but you can't hear the music externally.
Whoa, bringing, just a second.
Yeah.
Paint that picture for me one more time.
Yeah, fun.
It's called what?
It's a silent dance party.
So everybody wears headsets?
We'll give everybody a headset. And then we've got a really great DJ coming out from the east side of the valley who's going to be spinning Hispanic remixed music.
So the ground will vibrate.
The ground will vibrate. Yes, it will. But the diners at Kaiser Grill will be none the wiser that the party's happening.
But you'll hear the music in your headset.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, we're going to be doing, you know, in addition to walking out loud and advocating for LGBTQ health equity with a wonderful signs and messages, walking down Palm Canyon. After that, at 2 p.m., we're going to do a class on country music dancing. So there is something for everyone. There'll be conversations about kink, flirting, dating, and then there'll be restorative things like yoga and sound baths and meditation. And, you know, it's just a wonderful way to let the community know that, you know, at DAP Health, you know, DAP Health is healthcare.
What an organizational challenge.
It's a juggernaut, I tell you. Wait till you, I mean, yeah, we just need a map just for the signage, but the community is going to love it.
In that space.
Yeah.
And it all fits in that space.
It's all going to fit in that space.
There's the street there.
Yeah, it's closed off.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So if you can imagine, if you're walking down Palm Canyon and you get to Arenas, if you go to the left and go two blocks, you're in the gay epicenter of the bars and the disco and the music. But if you take a right at Kaiser Grill, that 200 feet deep will be the DAP Health Pavilion, which will include all of the things that I just spoke about.
What kind of hours are we talking about?
We're talking about all day, Nona.
All day.
All day, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday. Well, Sunday, of course, they close down, you know, around 4 p.m. So that'll be the end. We have a sound bath that just seals pride with a restorative kiss, so to speak. But yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
When did you guys plan this?
Pardon me?
When did you plan this? You just now telling us about it. When did you come up with it?
A couple weeks ago. No, we've been, you know, it's been a process, of course. And it's been just a, you know, we've really wanted to answer the question, how do you show up at Pride and truly make an impact? You know, and
more than just the parade.
More than just the parade. And the parade's wonderful, of course.
Yes.
But, you know, we've always just showed up with logos. And I think this year we're going to show up in a way that should add value to everyone's life. You know, it's great. Party and then come and take a yoga class, right? Or start your day with yoga and then go party. You can do both. Sure. Why not?
And would you comment, you said something about the drug epidemic situation, because we've been hearing a lot about fentanyl and Halloween and all of that. Put it in perspective from DAP Health.
Well, the perspective is, you know, our valley has a much higher rate of fentanyl overdoses than any other area in Southern California. And, you know, one of the solutions to that, and it's not unique, they do it in the Palm Springs Unified School District as well. They provide Narcan, which is basically a nasal spray that you can administer if someone is experiencing an overdose from fentanyl. And it is a lifesaver. It is a lifesaver. And so it's one of the things that we're doing. We're currently providing that to unsheltered community members in Palm Springs.
Wow.
But we're going to be bringing it to Pride and making it available there too. You know, people will be partying, and they're lacing fentanyl with all kinds of things now. And so sometimes someone may take a drug, a recreational drug that they think is perfectly safe, and it's not.
That they're used to.
Right, and they don't mean to overdose, but, you know, it's not like these things are coming from, you know, with a stamp from the FDA. We don't know what's in them. You know, you never do.
Frightening.
It is frightening. So, yeah, lots and lots of opportunities to experience wellness.
DAPHealth.org.
That's right.
Take
or
me shopping.
DAPHealth.org/pride to see the full schedule and learn more.
And take the last 2 minutes because we're going to give Nona the next segment.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what
Nona
has to say.
We love
so,
what Nona talks.
Oh, revivals where you can re-love the pre-loved.
Re-love. The pre-loved. Where does he come up with?
You know, it just comes to him.
It just does.
You'll be seeing this a lot this year when the new ad campaign comes out. But we like to say that pre-loved is good. Reloved is better, and Revivals is best.
Okay, say it again. Pre-loved. No, Reloved is...
Oh, it all just comes down to shop at Revivals.
No, but...
You know, because we win, you know, we win all of these best of categories, and we want to really celebrate that this year, but we also want to focus on the fact that you can get the best for less at Revivals, because we are still in a inflationary period where everything's costing more, but it doesn't have to if you shop resale, you know, and you know this, Joey, you can get perfectly brand new looking items for almost nothing. And in doing so, you can fund comprehensive health care for 10,000 of our neighbors who call DAP Health their health care home. And I have to tell you about a find that I got at Revivals just about plotzed. So I was at Revivals the other day, as I often am.
Yes.
And I saw a black pair of jeans. And I thought, well, you're not a black jean person, Steve, are you?
Oh.
Sometimes I talk to myself when I'm shopping. And I thought, what's that tag say? Balenciaga.
Dear
Balenciaga me. Jeans. Well, I quickly looked it up online, and they retail for over $900.
Wow.
And I bought this denim for $12.
Are you wearing them?
I'm not wearing them today, but I did wear them, and they fit perfectly. They're just an inch too long.
$900.
But a trip to my friendly tailor, and $10 later, problem solved. So what I mean to say is, I mean it when I tell you, you can find really terrific treasures at Revivals, and they're always getting new items, and it's always so much fun to find yourself at Revivals.
If you can't shop at Revivals and you're near your phones, I got presents for you.